This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, is now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Green gold as Susie Amis Cameron's Rubisco investment gets. Go ahead in New Zealand. New Zealand has officially given the nod to Susie Amis Cameron's investment in a new green fibre hub, marking a major step towards sustainable material production. The Delaware Incorporated Company, majority owned by Amis Cameron, has secured approval to acquire land in Ashburton through a joint venture with Carfields Food and Fibre Investments Limited partnership. The goal? To develop a cutting-edge fibre processing and export hub. The deal includes 21.33 hectares of sensitive land, with an option to secure an additional 5.92 hectares of sensitive land and 2.33 hectares of non-sensitive land within the Ashburton business estate. The site, held by the Ashburton District Council, is positioned to attract both national and international businesses focused on innovation in sustainable materials. This investment signals a shift towards green fibre production, an area with massive export potential. Extracted from plant material, green fibre has applications in textiles, bioplastics, and eco-friendly packaging, offering a regenerative alternative to conventional synthetic fibres. With increasing global demand for sustainable materials, this move positions New Zealand as a pioneer in the next generation of plant-based industrial solutions. The benefits to New Zealand: job creation, increased processing of raw materials, technology advancements, and stronger export revenues in high-value green fibre markets. Given Amis Cameron's track record, converting her South Wairarapa farm to organic production and spearheading sustainability ventures, this initiative aligns perfectly with her mission to transform global fibre industries through regenerative practices. New Zealand's approval of this investment highlights a growing openness to sustainable agribusiness and fibre exports. The big question remains, though: can green fibre become the country's next major export success story, or will traditional industries resist the shift? The stage is set. This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.